mentioned yesterday that in their discussion of Goralos, and in particular the use of what we call the Goral Hagra, Poskim discuss why it is that there is no Isser of Tumim Tia Em Hashem Elokecha, which the Shulchan Aruch and Yerdea Kufayin Tess tells us is the basis for the halacha that one is not allowed to be Shoel B'Goralos. And we quoted that the Ramah there in Kufayin Tess quotes the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadihei that a tinok can serve as a simon, which the Ramah therefore says means that one is allowed to ask a child, Sokli Psukecha, tell me what pasuk you learned today in Cheder, and to use that as a sort of indication as to some sort of decision-making consideration. And the Shachter says remarkably that this is considered Ktsas Nevius, that we assume that when a child tells you what pasuk the child learned in Cheder that day, we assume that it's Ktsas Nevius. There's some sort of assumed significance to that pasuk. And the poskim cite numerous instances in Chazal where we find that Moraim themselves turned to a child and said, Psokli Psukecha, tell me what you learned today. And that pasuk was then viewed as having some sort of significance. In that regard, there is a fascinating passage in the Bnei Yisachar, or Bnei Yisachar, Ma'amari Chodesh Sivan Maimer Hei, Osir Aleph. Bnei Yisachar quotes the Yalkut in Mishle, Im Bikashta Litol, if you seek Eitzah Min HaTorah, some sort of counsel from Torah, have a notel, you should take counsel from Torah. That's what the Yalkut says in Mishle. Says the Bnei Yisachar, the kust was al beferish the hamidrash, that in relation to that medrash, if you want to be notel etzel min haTorah, you should be notel. So, poskim write, that means, what do you mean, be notel etzel min haTorah? That means that one has the right to be poseach sefer, open a sefer, liros pasuk hamas damein, to take whatever pasuk comes to your attention right then and there, and to use that as your Eitzah. And he cites the Chidah, which we mentioned yesterday. Chidah writes, quoting the Maharikash, that this is the basis for such a practice. So Bnei Sasra has the following. He says, if this is true, that one is allowed to be notal Eitzel Men HaTorah, the way that we've been describing, so why then, he asks, did the Amorai Metzunayim have to ask a child altogether, Psokli Psukecha? If it's so pashut, just open up a Chumash and find your own pasuk. You have to go seek out a cheder kid and ask him to tell you what he learned that morning in yeshiva. That's the Bnei Sasra's question. He says, "Havalulah habi be'asim b'sefer." They should have taken their own chumash and just looked it up themselves. Why bother some kid on the way home from cheder? So Bnei Sasra says, "Well, yeshlamar maybe b'yemehem lo hayu defusim." They didn't have, like we have today, an abundance of, if any, didn't have printed sfarim at all, obviously, but they had scrolls. Tanakh was written b'kedusha, b'glila, and since they had sfarim that were written b'kedusha, b'glila, they didn't want to be metaltel kisvei HaKodesh just for their own purposes. So for them, it was more appropriate to ask a child, what was the pasuk learned today in Cheder, and to use that as a sort of simon. But for us, says Bnei Sasra, we have chumashim printed, so we can use the printed chumash to do the same thing, to find a pasuk seemingly at random, and to use that as an Eitzah. I referenced the past couple of days, one of the perhaps more famous, more recent uses of the Goral Hagra, as it's known, was that of Rabbi Aryeh Levin, who in the exact date I see here now was December 17th, 1950, was asked by Tzvi Pesach Frank to identify the 12, at that point, unknown niftarim, unidentified, I should say, niftarim of the 35 Palmach soldiers who tried to make their way to the Gush Etzion settlement in 1948. The day was Hei Shvat, 1948. They had been ambushed on the way to the Gush Etzion. 35 of them were killed, and December 1950, there were 12 that had still not been identified. Rabbi Levina was asked to identify them, and he utilized the Gaol Hagra, and he himself, this is a sort of remarkable, Rabbi Levina himself recorded the procedure that he followed in that process. It's published in a publication of Heichal Shlomo called Shana B'Shana in 1970. They have Rabbi Levin's own written record of what happened when he conducted that Gaol Hagra to identify these 12 Niftarim that had been unidentified. He was assisted by his son, Rabbi Rafael Levin, and Avaron Yakubovich. And he writes as follows. He said he first lit 12 candles, Le'ilin Ishmas, the 12 Niftarim. He davened a Tfilah Ktsara, Le'ilin Ishmas Sehem. And he then lists the psukim that he came up with when he conducted this Gaol. When you read Simcha Raz's account of it in his biography of Rabbi Levin, he writes that the tzibur that was there watching, including the father of one of the Niftarim, Reuben Maas, who was a famous publisher in Eretz Yisrael, he was the father of one of the Niftarim, says they were so astounded and inspired after seeing how it was such a clear Yad Hashem that was guiding the entire process. It was so barat to all those who were there that this was so min hashemayim. So just to cite some of the psukim, Rabbi Levin writes here, he says, the first pasuk they came up with was Bikrovai Akadesh. Already, like you see from the very, very opening pasuk, a remarkable, moving message. And then he cites the other psukim that came up right after that, the second pasuk, Ki Kodesh Kadashim Hu, L'chapar Aleichem. An additional pasuk, Ki Hashem Elokeichem Hu Anilcham Lachem. So, so remarkably appropriate for the context in which it was being conducted. And he writes that when additional psukim that came up, one after the other, Vayashkein ba'boker b'yom hachamishi l'oleches, he says the day that these Palmach soldiers were ambushed was on Thursday morning. Pasuk said b'yom hachamishi l'oleches. Pasuk of this coming week's parsha, nachnu navor chalutzim l'pnei ha'am, also very appropriate for the ma'isa at hand. And then when he cites the sukkim that they then used to identify the Niftarim, and they would identify before each pasuk was drawn, Begorol, you know, which kever, which nifter they're trying to identify, and they had obviously the names, they knew the names of the 12, they just didn't know who was who. And there was one nifter whose name was Binyamin Bogolevsky, so that when they drew one pasuk pointing to one kever, the pasuk that came up was Mimate Binyamin Begoro. There was another nifter, his name was Oded Benyamini. They pointed to another kever. Pasuk that came up was Hello Benyamini. Another nifter, Yaakov Ben Atar. The pasuk they came up with was when they pointed to a third kever was Kol Hanefesh Habala Yaakov. And so on and so forth. Remarkable how each kever they pointed to when they drew a pasuk, it was so clear who the identity was. There was another nifter called named Eitan Gaon. The pasuk they pulled up from one of the kvarim was Ve'ana Gaon Yisrael Befanav. And so on and so forth. And Rabbi lists each and every one of these psukim that they used to identify one nifter after another. It's a remarkable, remarkable maisa in more recent times that illustrates how clear this was guided by Yad Hashem. I saw Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas van Hagas Chelek Aleph, Simitof Nun Dalid also addresses this broader question of Gaol Hagra, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha, and he writes as follows. He says, and he bases this on a close reading of the Hasagas Ramban. The Ramban, in his Hasagas to Sefer HaMitzvos, is Masik on the Rambam, who omitted the Pasuk Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha from his Tayag Mitzvos list. Ramban says, no, that's one of the Mitzvos I say you should have mentioned. Tamim Tiyam Hashem Alakacha. The Ramban then defines what is the geder of that iser, tamim tiyam Hashem alakacha. Ramban says that we are supposed to be ma'amin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself performs everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself knows the asidos, knows what's going to be in the future. And from HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, we should seek what's going to happen in the future, not from any other sources. And Rav Sternbach, on the basis of the Lashon Ramban, writes that he thinks the iser of tamim tiyah is only when one is boteach behem, one puts his reliance and trust and emuna, if you will, in those other alternative sources. But if you're simply looking to determine what will be, to perhaps derive some chizik from it, but not to be boteach or ma'amin bo, Then he says there's no Isser. And as a Raya quotes a fascinating Ha'ara, the Ramah, of all places, Ramah and Hilchos Lulav. Ramah, Hilchos Lulav, Tafresh Samach Dalad, writing in the context of Hoshana Rabbah. Now, why would you come up with Tamim Tia, Nichush, Gol HaGra in that context? So our mother says that the Rishonim write that there is a simon to be seen in the shadow cast by the moon on night of Hoshana Rabbah that can be indicative of what's going to happen in the future to an individual and his relatives that coming year. And our mother then says, but not everyone understands how to really accurately assess that. And Yoser Tov Lihios Tamim Velo Lachkar Asidos. It's better not to. What do you mean better not to? Isn't it an Isser? Says, no, currently, Sifton Ramah, that it's better not to, because the Isser is dafka when you are boteach bo, your mom in bo. But if you're simply seeking to determine what's going to be, there's no Isser, it's still Yoser Tov not to, but there's no Isser violated. So in that context of Shtumbach Ben Reis, says, and so too when it comes to the goral that is performed to be machria, when you have a question that you can't really be machria, he says his father-in-law told him that he once asked the Chazon Ish if conducting a girl to come to a decision when you have no hachra on your own, and the Chazon Ish said it's mutter because you're only accepting the outcome as an eitza, not as a source of emunah bitachon. So if one is conducting the girl just as an eitza, what to do when you have no hachra, that, says the Chazon Ish, is permissible. Okay, just to conclude, I'll leave you with just a fascinating shaila that's discussed, at least in two different achronim, who seem to have a different approach to it, yet the shaila seems to be quite similar, both in Tshuvas Ksav Sofer and in the Tshuvas of Rav Avadje, Bia Omer. We come upon two different scenarios where there seems to have been a very similar question. Ksav Sofer was asked from the community of Sered, where apparently they got together to choose a new Rav for the community, and they decided to choose the new Rav by a girl. No, what a better way to choose who's going to be the Rav of the community? I don't know, this one, that one, it's all the same. We'll just conduct a girl. And the question was, when subsequently there was then some who complained, does the girl have any halachic validity and finality to it? That was the shaila addressed by the Ksav Sofer and Chosh Mishpat. And Rav Avadje also, a very similar shaila. Certain community got together to choose a new Rav. They had like a search committee, 36 members of the search committee. Sounds like it was a fun party. And apparently there's an equal 18 and 18 vote. And they didn't know who to choose. So once again, they also decided to cast a girl, and what better way to choose a Rav in the community? So both of Rav Avadje and Ksav Sofer were asked about the validity of such a girl. Is it koveya? Is it not koveya? They ended up with different maskanos. But again, food for thought, fascinating discussion.